You're listening to the Night Demon Network. Go to nightdemon.net/subscriber to unlock more exclusive content.
Welcome to the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast. I'm your host, Nesbitt, and today we jump back in with Night Demon on the California leg of their 2014 tour in support of new wave of British heavy metal legends, Raven. After working their way across the country to the West Coast, Night Demon prepares to hit the world-famous Whiskey A Go-Go on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, California. This is the 2014 Extermination Tour. Lost in the dark, between heaven.
On this day, we were playing at the world-famous Whiskey A Go-Go on the Sunset Strip in West Hollywood. I don't need to talk more about the venue. I'm sure everybody in the world has heard of this place. This is the first time that any of us have ever played there, which is crazy to me because I grew up going to so many shows there. There was a couple times in earlier bands that I did have the opportunity to play there, but something happened and it fell through or whatever. But for some reason, you know, I played all the other Hollywood clubs, a lot of the legendary ones, but never actually the Whiskey A Go-Go. So it was nice to do it on the very first Night Demon, you know, national tour.
The Whiskey A Go-Go show, for me, that show was really a pinnacle in my career because, you know, I always wanted to play the spots in LA and Sunset Strip and West Hollywood. To be able to play the Whiskey was just like unbelievable. So holy shit moment.
This was a gig that John Gallagher had set up, and it was set to be a good night. It was also kind of like somewhat of a homecoming for us in the scene. You know, being a band from Ventura, yeah, you know, all of our friends always supported us. And, you know, we had a lot of that contingent in the garage and in Isla Vista, too. But, you know, for the most part, especially in these early days, Night Demon was much more of an L.A. band. That's where everything was happening for us. That's where we were starting to get noticed. That's where we were starting to meet more people. That's where we were making more friends and gaining a lot more fans. And that's when we started playing in the LA scene is when people started taking us a little more seriously. We were taking ourselves more seriously, to be honest. And this was the thing where it's like, okay, we're coming back to LA. We're coming back to where we cut our teeth. And now we're playing at a great venue with a great band. And this is going to be, you know, we've just been announced. It's just been announced that we've signed record contracts to these two big labels, and we finally have a full length coming out. We're on a real tour. So, you know, let's come home and demonstrate, you know, what the next phase of the band looks like to the people that have really seen us the most and the people that got us there.
Thank you.
energy was good. We were firing, but you know, you could tell our stage presence wasn't necessarily there yet. We were just trying to get the songs right. Brent wasn't much of a showman. He kind of stayed put. He had a hard time, like, you know, walking and chewing gum. So Jarvis was up there kind of like trying to really drive it with his headbanging and all that. And I was just trying to play the songs right.
Regarding the set list that night at the Whiskey, this is a great representation of a typical set list for this tour that we did.
The set list, pretty cut and dry. We didn't have a whole lot of material at the time. You know, some cover songs and Curse of the Damned and the EP. So we did what we could to kind of sprinkle what we could into the set every night and tried to keep it interesting.
So obviously the only thing that's been released at this point is the EP and the expanded version of it, which basically has four original songs and two covers, along with two live versions of the four original songs that are already on there. So we're playing the EP every night. We're throwing a couple covers in there. And obviously we have to play some stuff from Curse of the Damned, which is not released yet. But I mean, we have to fill time here. Our sets weren't very long.
There was a transition from Road Racing into Ancient Evil, which was something we worked on at practice one day. You know, it was just kind of like, hey, you know, keep that beat going after Road Racing. If we can go into it without having to stop, how can we do that? So I ended up coming up with a fill that, you know, kind of was able to just blast us right into the song, which, you know, for an early transition and segue, it worked out nicely. It was pretty cool, you know.
Oh,
Yeah, so, you know, when we started playing and throwing these other songs in, it was us working on that and trying to incorporate more songs as we went on and, you know, really just work to make sure that we could do these songs. Pretty good show. We were really starting to kind of hone in on our songs and our set. And I think at a certain point, we didn't even have set lists. You know, we just went up there and knew what we were doing. So that was a big step in the right direction. But we came out with so much energy and we were ready to go. I mean, you know, Jarvis and I definitely had the energy. You know, we were the two that were just kind of like, fucking let's go, you know, like gritting our teeth and just, you know, fuck it. Balls out, baby. Let's do it. So it was intense. You know, you could tell who was made for it and who wasn't right then and there. Hey!
One thing I will say about the Howling Man intro, we weren't really busting out the Howling Man yet live too much, and but we loved the intro with the wind and the rain and the thunderstorm and then the big howl. And it wasn't something, you know, people didn't know the song yet. It wasn't released. So we could have used that intro for anything at that point. So we started using it for Lightning to the Nations. It worked really well. It did work well for that song. And we did do that, do it a lot on that tour. So that's kind of a cool story that I forgot about. But looking at the set list, I'm glad we had that there. It added a lot to the show.
And, you know, the Howling Man sample into Lightning to the Nations, I think maybe we did that sample into that because of the lightning and the storm kind of thing. So that's all I can kind of remember about it. It's kind of hard to remember.
think we just needed some, we needed some more peaks and valleys in our set on this tour. And we had all of these recorded intros for our songs on this little sampler, and gave us the time to get a sip of water, right? Take a little bit of a break, because at that point in the set, we're just guns a-blazing, right? So...
Not having Rocky, you know, whatever. That was something that came to fruition later, shortly after, actually. So, you know, we were just trying to figure it out. We were just super green, and, you know, it was it's like lighting the rocket, you know, underneath us. And here we go.
Thank you so much. For those of you who don't know, we are Night Demon from Ventura, California. We've been having a fucking great time on this run with Raven, man. It's been a long road with those guys. We go back with those guys. We've done a lot of cool shit together. And this is just the beginning of this tour. So we want to thank all you motherfuckers for coming out tonight supporting heavy metal on a Monday night in LA. We got one more for you. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy your night. This is Nice. See you out.
Andrew Bonzal recalls it in his tour blog, Day 22, LA for a Day. After the first 3 weeks on the road with Night Demon, we arrived in Los Angeles. Aside from my India exile of 2012 to 2013, I hadn't been away from LA for this long and honestly didn't anticipate how I'd feel about being back in town for a day. But as it turned out, my excitement knew no bounds, and for me, it felt extremely great to be able to have this day in LA in the middle of the tour rather than at the start of it or waiting for it till the end. I'd probably never been happier to see the marquee at the Whiskey, not only because it had the words Night Demon in giant letters, but because it was home territory for me. As the merch guy, I have the right to the Wi-Fi password at every venue that carries it, as I need it for the Night Demon credit card reader at the merch table and for other devices. But when I acquired the whiskey's Wi-Fi password, it felt strangely exciting, as it was perhaps the only thing living or material that I did not know at this venue at this point. I'm going to bust in real quick here and say that Andrew is like a savant. His memory is incredible. We've been on many tours where we will go back to a venue or someone's house that we stayed at once, maybe a year prior, and he will remember the Wi-Fi password. Things that are like 12 digits long, 12 characters long with multiple, uppercase, lowercase letters, numbers, symbols, whatever. He's incredible at that. So, and he definitely put in a lot of time at the whiskey. I mean, this is a place that he was going to shows every night. So he continues on. The merch tables here are always upstairs, and it required a lot more physical labor loading and unloading the merch setup. But my position up there gave me a great vantage point for the show, more sonically than visually, and it was another aspect of the whiskey I was previously unaware of. As I discovered, the sound upstairs is definitely better than on the floor. It was fantastic to see LA friends, musicians, and industry folk, including from Night Demon's new label Century Media, original Metallica guitarist and Night Demon friend Lloyd Grant, and DJ Will, who introduced Raven onto the stage. To me, this clearly felt like the biggest show of the tour so far. Both bands only enjoyed some well-deserved and much-needed press attention as they did interviews with LA journalists and reveled in the spotlight on this whiskey stage. The first time here for Night Demon, and surprisingly enough, also for Raven. For Night Demon, this was an important moment, a showcase event that would tell whether they're capable of the big stage in such iconic venues. And even though they proved it already at the Wiltern opening for Samhain earlier this year, doing so here at the Whiskey in front of the label at the home of rock and roll on the Sunset Strip gives them the inspiration to succeed on the remainder of this long, grueling tour. I thought Raven's performance was easily the best they've given so far on the tour, as finally they got a crowd that gave them the response they deserve. It was a great event for all involved. Thanks also to the three local openers, Warpath, Hazard, and Savage Rain, each of whom played good sets to warm up the crowd for the touring package. And while we were on the way back to Ventura after the show, Iron Maiden's Wasted Years magically came on the radio, signifying the perfection that was this evening in LA. Today is another rest day before we begin a run of 15 consecutive shows. The first of them in San Bernardino, Fullerton, Ventura, San Luis Obispo, Sacramento, and San Francisco. And I'll bring you stories from those shows in the next installment of the blog. Yes, so another great recap from Andrew. It was an important show for us. Actually, the official promo photos from the Curse of the Damned album, the picture of the three of us backstage, all those promo photos were taken at backstage at the Whiskey. And it's great to see them now. Like, I remember it like it was yesterday. Our friend Ryan Cleary, actually, who was the other guitarist with Armand in the band from Satellite, he became a pretty great photographer. And so we asked him to do our promo photos for that album. And so he came out and did that at that show. There was a lot of press there. We were doing a ton of interviews. And Century Media was quick on the ball. I mean, there was already, they knew we were coming to LA. And a week before we had just finalized the deal, but the album was finished. Everything was done. We just handed it over to them so they could press it. But they were already announcing that the album was coming out, and they were already sending advanced promo copies to the press. So the press showed up, and we were here on this tour with Raven doing interviews about the upcoming album, about the Curse of the Damned album. So it was a weird thing. It's something that in the last decade I've gotten pretty used to. It's not, and when I say this, I mean, I've gotten pretty used to being in a situation career-wise or professionally or with the band where you're always kind of in the middle of multiple things. Like, So here we are on this tour. You know, we're doing interviews, not really talking about the tour so much, but talking about an upcoming album. So it's hard to focus on, you know, what you're there to do at, when you're talking about the new record and you're about to go on stage and play, you know, basically your biggest hometown show yet, or at least the hometown show with the most importance. And I mean, a good example right now is I'm in a hotel room talking right now, recording this in Oakland, California. This is an exclusive. We are in a very nice recording studio out here in Oakland, recording tracks for what will be Night Demon album number 4. And at the same time, I'm recording podcast stuff, reminiscing about this Raven tour 10 years ago. We are getting logistics ready to fly to Greece in 4 days. And we're working on logistics for a tour that's going out 6 weeks from now. And this morning, you know, our European agent called and is asking us about festivals for summer of 2025. So, like I said, this is a trend that has not stopped. It's nice to be able to work like this and not wait for things to happen to you in your life. But at the same time, there's something to be said about extreme focus. And, you know, I just kind of wish that we were able to do this like a sports team, like to do it in seasons. You know, it's like, okay, if we're in the studio, we're in the studio, right? This is all we're doing. We're just focused on this. We're on tour. We're on tour. We're just focusing on today. You know, what is the show today? What are we going to do? I don't want to think about the next tour or anything like that. But unfortunately, that's not really how things work. Can they work that way? Yeah, possibly. But I'll say this, talking about a tour that happened exactly 10 years ago, in the last 10 years, that has not been the case. Whatever is going on now was happening then, and all of those years in between, it's the same story. You're spinning a lot of plates at one time, and I hope that people enjoy what we're bringing to them. I think everybody knows how hard we work, and we know how hard our fans work to support us and to get to a lot of places that we play. You know, so as much appreciation as we have for that, you know, I'm glad to be able to shine a light on some of these realities. And it's good. I love doing these interviews because it gives me a lot more perspective too. I mean, just talking about this right now is something that I probably haven't even realized up until right now, just talking about it. And it's like, oh, wow, the last 10 years have been a huge progression, but it's been much of the same in how the operational function is. And it's a trippy thing for sure. But, you know, here we are. We'll have more plates spinning. And, like, there's just so many ideas coming out of us all the time. And we're one of the bands that we're pretty good at executing those ideas. At least we're pretty good at giving effort to execute those ideas, I should say. Not everything happens, but we try.
Well, that's it for this week and Night Demon's first appearance at the Whiskey in Hollywood, California. The full video of this show is available in the subscriber section on nightdemon.net. Check that out for more info on how to become a subscriber and access this and many, many other shows from Night Demon's history. Going back to the first ever Night Demon show, right up to the current tours. There's so much content in there, it would be a full episode for me to list it all. Again, that's at nightdemon.net. Until next time, this is Nesbitt, signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast. Head over to nightdemon.net, click on the subscriber tab, and sign up to access exclusive weekly bonus content. If you would like to donate to support the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast, you can do so through PayPal at paypal.me/nightdemonmetal. Additionally, if you have not already done so, please subscribe, like, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All hail, Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast listeners. This is Dusty Squires chiming in to tell you about my brand new signature sticks from the London Drumstick Company. I've dreamt of having my very own drumsticks ever since I was a wee lad, and LDC made that a possibility for me. Founded in 2016 in London, England, the birthplace of heavy metal, the London Drumstick Company has trailblazed a path through the music industry and taken the drummer world by storm. When I met them for the first time, they knew their product was going to withstand the beatings of a Night Demon show. They took the time to work with me on getting everything just right. The balance and weight of my sticks are the same no matter what, and the durability is bar none the best I've ever had. I know my sticks will last through the set night after night. I'm truly honored to work with a company that caters to their players the way LDC does. Their innovation and attention to detail is what separates them from the rest of the stick makers out there. Their custom stick sleeves are unbelievable and really make the entire presentation complete. Wait until you see the design they came up with for me. It blew my mind and was a surprise to say the least. They have all kinds of amazing swag, including hoodies, t-shirts, drummer shorts, drum keys, stick bags, towels, face masks, practice pads, and much, much more. Even if you're not a drummer, you can be a part of Demon history and order my brand new signature sticks direct from their website. How cool is that? And to top it off, the London Drumstick Company are giving an exclusive offer to the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast listeners. Go to londondrumsticks.co.uk and receive a 15% store-wide discount using promo code DEMONSTICKS. All capital letters, no spaces, DEMONSTICKS. DEMONSTICKS. I can't thank everyone there enough for the opportunity to be a part of their family and for them trusting me with their amazing products. See you metal maniacs on the road very soon. And yes, the wood chips will be flying.
Greetings, boils and ghouls. This is your comrade, the Crypt Keeper here, reporting dead from the Sanctuary of the Strange. Tonight's macabre myth is a fright-filled feature, one overflowing with monsters, madness, and magic.
Visit our website at monstersmadnessandmagic.com to stay up to date on all the dark dealings within the Sanctuary of the Strange. Enjoy the show.
Hey metalheads, I'm Mark and I host Metal Forge. Let me tell you about the show. The Metal Forge features the best underground metal from all over the world. We spend every week with a different artist with interviews, in-depth conversations, and most of all, the music. We also feature audience interactivity where you can submit your questions to the upcoming guests. New episodes are out every Friday at noon Eastern Time at MetalForgeRadio.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Want to know what's going on in the world of music? Then tune in to the Nothing Shocking Podcast, a non-genre-based, all-ages-friendly rock and roll program. Join us weekly for interviews with all your favorite rock stars from the mainstream to the underground. You can find us at nothingshocking.libsyn.com or anywhere you download podcasts.
Okay, metalheads, you've been complaining that there has not been a channel that plays all of the heavy metal videos from past, present, and future for years and years at this point. Well, that time is over. Heavy Metal Television is back. HeavyMetalTelevision.net is the website. Go there. You can see videos playing 24/7, 365, all the time. All the best from the old school, the new school, and everything in between. Check it out, HeavyMetalTelevision.net. It is where the metal is.